It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Mayor Danny Van Wagner of Castledale. We're going to talk about things Castledale, all things Castledale, what's going on, things that are coming up. Castledale Days is coming up. We've got a few opportunities there. We're going to talk about some boot camps that are coming up for youth over there. What's the Youth City Council up to in Castledale? And of course, the one thing that's on everybody's mind, we're going to end up talking about water. Danny, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be here, Dave. Thanks for inviting me.
How are things going in Castledale?
Hot and dry, but we got a lot of excitement. And after a year of pandemic where people were pretty much isolated or cooped up, it's looking like a fun summer in Castledale.
It's always a fun summer when you don't have to worry about a pandemic over there, right?
That's exactly right.
So coming up, you're going to have Castledale Days, and that's coming up in August. So we're just kind of briefly touch on some of the things that are going on there. And you said, honestly, all you're looking for are people that want to have fun, aren't you?
That's it. We're not worried about the sponsors. We just want people to come to be community. And if you are here, you're part of our community. If you're visiting here, you're part of our community. And August, the first week of August is going to be a pretty spectacular week.
And that's everything that's going to go on over at Castledale Days. You guys always have a lot of fun going on over there. And part of it, you know, you've got boot camps that are coming up for young entrepreneurs, and it's going to tie into Castledale Days as well. So let's talk about that Young Entrepreneurs Boot Camp.
What we've got is we're trying to fit entrepreneurs into youth and give them business experience. And there's going to be two boot camps, June 15th, June 22nd. They're two work training days. This is going to help you come up with your business, to do your business. And then there'll be training on July 13th, free lunch. We're going to brand you, figure out what your business is going to do, get a business plan, and how to present. Because the big deal on that is we're going to have a Shark Tank in August. And all these young entrepreneurs are going to come in. They're going to present their ideas. And out of that Shark Tank, we're going to have three places for those entrepreneurs. And the first place is going to get $1,000 seed money. Second place is going to get $500 seed money, and third place is going to get $250 seed money. So this is real exciting, and it'll be a boost for our young brains to go to the next step. So we're all excited about helping them out there.
So if you've got that a business idea or something that you want to do, you know, for the youth, here's some money for you. And all you got to do is put it together and get ready for it. Shark Tank sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, this sounds like something. Is this tied in with like 4-H over there, or is this something the county just came up with on their own?
It is with tied in. Our youth city council is tied in kind of hand in hand with the 4-H. And speaking of that, there's going to be a day camp with the 4-H, and it's going to be at the Swell Retreat. And that's just north of Castledale up on the hill. You can look down off the hill and see Stewart's Grocery Store. But they're going to have a fun time. They have kayaking there, zip lines, swimming, all kinds of crafts, and a chance for kids, both Carbon and Emory kids, to meet up, spend a day with each other, and just have a good time.
And it does sound like a lot of fun. You can check out there. They do have a Facebook page out there. You can check it out, get an overview of what goes on out there. But this is a lot of fun, and it's a great day for the kids to get out and enjoy themselves. Now, you mentioned your youth city council over there, and you said they found some funds, and they're going to do some interesting stuff with it.
Yeah, we've got some great ideas, and these were all come up by the kids. They want to put in painted three crosswalks, and then they're going to do some artwork inside those crosswalks to kind of make it, we're going to look at that. It's something to slow down with because we do have a lot of traffic in different areas, so they're going to do that. And then we got a bunch of red paint that they're going to paint all of the no parking areas at each corner. And then also they bought tools, shovels, gloves, everything. We're getting ready to do a trail, and these guys want to be involved in this trail and maintaining this trail. So our youth city council is really looking forward more than just one year, more than just one event. So I'm really excited with this group of kids we do have in here because they really want to get involved and want to make a difference in Castledale.
And you know what? Like you said, you've got a bunch of great kids over there that are looking to have some fun and do some things over there. Now, we've talked about all the fun stuff, and I think we need to talk about something that, like I said, is on everybody's mind, and that's water. And, you know, the outlook is not getting any better. And how are things going in Castledale right now?
Well, if it's not on your mind, you're not paying attention. Right now, Castledale has resumed the water usage that we had last year. We haven't cut it off or modified it in any way, but we're hoping that people will just make good common sense decisions with water, because we're running out. There's nothing coming in. The forecast doesn't show us any sizable amount of water in the next year, probably. So for those of you who like to have a drink when you turn on the tap, think about that. Those lawns in a desert, they'll come back. They'll come back. So be water wise. You don't have to put your head in the ground. You can look around. Even the whole state is doing all kinds of things to save water. Take quicker showers, wash a little less, but let's save that water, because we all like to have a drink.
And that's really it. Is that something that people need to be on your mind and have that taken care of and be thinking about it all the time? Mayor, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate you. And you know what? We're going to talk next month, and it'll be more and more about Castledale Days. And are you ready for it?
We're getting ready for it. It's going to be a great time, and you better give us about double the time to talk, because we got a lot of fun stuff coming up.
We'll do that just for you, my friend. Thanks so much for taking out the time today. We really appreciate it.
You bet, Dave, and thank you.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.